Even before polls opened at 6 in the morning, voters had started queuing up. Polling stations will open till 7 p.m., longer than usual to accommodate COVID-19 safety measures. Voters are choosing a president, vice president, senators, legislators, and thousands of local officials.
As a youth, we are hopeful that the new leadership will respect our right to express our opinion and to hear the cry of his or her countrymen.
Ferdinand Marcos Jr. is one of the main contenders for the top job. His father, Ferdinand Marcos, was a dictator whose rule was marked by corruption and human rights abuses. A fact-checking initiative, Check.ph, says Marcos Jr. has benefited the most from misleading but positive posts on social media that attempt to whitewash his family's past. But a political analyst says the current political system is also contributing to his appeal.
It's not only about historical amnesia. This is also about authoritarian nostalgia. Yes, the Philippines has transitioned towards democracy over the past three decades or so. But, you know, if you look at the fundamentals of Philippine political system, it's a broken system. 70 to 90% of the legislature is dominated by political dynasties. 40 richest families took home 76% of newly created growth. If you ask an average Filipino, did they feel the democracy over the past few decades? They don't feel invested because what they saw was more of a liberal oligarchy at best.
Marcos Jr.'s political pairing with Sara Duterte, daughter of outgoing President Rodrigo Duterte, who's running for vice president, has also given him an enormous boost. Marcos Jr.'s closest rival is opposition leader and vice president Lenny Robredo, who's been the victim of a disinformation campaign on social media. Her ties to a political party perceived as elitist by some Filipinos may also explain why she's been lagging in opinion polls. Still, her message of a transparent, compassionate government has led to a groundswell of support for her that may still see her surge to victory. This is a high-stakes election. Many fear a return to a Marcos rule would thwart government attempts to recover the stolen wealth and hold the Marcoses to account. Others say it would mean an election campaign can be won partly by spreading lies on social media. The results of this election will be closely watched not only in the Philippines, but the rest of the world. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Manila.